الرحمن الرحيم عن أم المؤمنين أم الحكم زينب بنت جحش رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليها فزعا يقول لا إله إلا الله ويل للعرب من شر قد اقترب فتح اليوم من رب يأجوج ومأجوج مثل هذا وحلق بأصبعه والإبهام وحلق بأصبعيه الإبهام والتي تليها فقلت يا رسول الله أنهلك وفينا الصالحون قال نعم إذا كثر الخبث متفق عليه. زينب بنت جحش رضي الله تعالى عنها, who is the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers, she says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon her very very worried, and he began to say, La ilaha illallah. The Arabs, usually, when there was some worry and concern, and something which was very terrifying, they would say, they would read the kalima, La ilaha illallah. And then he said, Waylu lil Arab, destruction be to the Arabs, because of some evil that is becoming closer. Rasulullah explained, what is the evil that is now becoming closer? He said, today the barrier which had Ya'juj and Ma'juj siege between the two walls, between the two mountains, has opened this much. And he made a ring with his index finger and his thumb. This much has been opened. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, will we be destroyed? Whereas amongst us there are pious people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, when there will be abundance of wickedness. So first of all, this hadith is talking about or indicating towards the radm. Radm means a wall, a barricade, a barrier of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj we had discussed in Ramadan in Surah Kahf Tafsir, and this part comes in the beginning of the 16th juz. It's part of the Surah Kahf, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Dhul Qarnain, when he had traveled to the east and the west, and when he had found this group of people living in this town, and they complained to him of the persecution of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, a very, very huge group, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. In English, we translate it Gog and Magog. So Ya'juj and Ma'juj were these very evil people who caused a lot of problems and troubled these people. So there were two mountains, and Dhul Qarnain, with the help of those people, he built a barrier and he locked these people, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, behind this barrier. So they were trapped there. So each time they tried to come out and emerge, and this particular day Rasulullah said that this much, so small, but this much has been opened already. In other words, gradually the day will come when they will be released and they will emerge. And when they will emerge, the hadith of Rasulullah explained in detail the anarchy, the chaos, the bloodshed that they will cause in the earth, and they will kill the believers, they will kill the people in the world, and after killing the people in the world, of course the believers, a certain group of people will be saved, who will be following Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam at the time, so they will be saved. But they will cause a lot of destruction in the world, and after killing the people in the world, they will shoot the arrows towards the sky, and it will come back with blood stains on the arrows, and they will say, now we have killed the people in the sky as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them completely, and Allah ta'ala makes their bodies smell. This is a very stenchy smell. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the believers then make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, we cannot live here because every place, every nook and corner has got the stench of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Allah will command a certain type of bird. Those birds will come, and they will then pick up these bodies and throw them wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that they be thrown. Then there will be rain in the world, and the entire world will then be washed and cleansed and purified again. In any case, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, these are the people regarding whom Rasulullah mentioned that the wall that was trapping them has opened this much. So he indicated with his thumb and his index finger. The question Sayyidina Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala poses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because she knew what Ya'juj and Ma'juj will do, and there will be so much of bloodshed, there will be chaos, and people will be destroyed, lives will be taken away, and there will be destruction in the world. So she says, أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ. When Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come and people will be destroyed, will we also be killed, whereas amongst us there will be pious people? So obviously, if there's pious people, then why not? Then they'll be protected and saved, and their lives safeguarded. Rasulullah explained, when there'll be widespread mischief and evil, and then even the pious people, they too will also suffer any punishment or any azab that will come. Why? إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبُ خَبَثُ. When there'll be so much of khabath. Khabath refers to wickedness. Some ulama have explained khabath here to be meaning zina. Others have said it is immorality in general, all type of evil. In other words, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this particular hadith in this chapter of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, indicating to a fact that it is so important, so incumbent, when we see evil taking place, that we should all command towards good and forbid the evil. So if we do not forbid evil, then even though we are living in that area, and when Allah's azab comes because there's so much of evil taking place, then even the pious ones, who generally will only worry about themselves and not worried about the rest of the community, then they too will also suffer the consequences of it. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to topple a certain city, to topple them, to upturn all the people in that city and destroy the entire city. So Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, there is inna fihim abdaka fulanan lam ya'sika tarfat ayn. There's a certain banda of your certain person who has never disobeyed you for the bat of an eyelid. Even for a second, he has never disobeyed you. He's always engaged in your ibadah. So shall I destroy him as well? He's pious. He's not a bad person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْرِبْهَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِمْ. Topple the city first upon him and then all the others also. Why? فَإِنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَمْ يَتَمَعَرْ فِي سَاعَةً قَطُّ. His face showed no pain, no frown. The color of his face did not change when he saw evil taking place in front of him. He was only concerned about his own ibadah, and he showed complacency with regard to the evil that was rife. He'd made no effort to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. And therefore we see how important it is that we should be doing Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar in the way I explained in the last few days, with diplomacy, with hikmat, with kindness, politeness. But it should bother us, it should pain us when people are doing evil, wholesale evil, sometimes in our own homes. Imagine it is time for Salah, Adhan is going, and we are coming for Salah, but the rest of the family who are baligh, especially baligh males, sitting and watching television and just sitting and doing nothing, and we don't even have the himmat and courage to bring them along to the masjid. At least this much we can do. We can command them politely and explain to them that the importance of Salah, and try and bring them to the masjid. We know they are doing evil, they are watching television, they are watching some movie, whatever it may be. We ourselves, we are coming, but we just ignore the wrongs that's taking place in our own homes. So may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to command towards good and forbid evil. This is something very, very important for all of us, whether we are in a workplace, we're in the factories, we have people working for us. So do it in a diplomatic way. I'm stressing on this because many people do not know how to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. There's a time. We have to look at who the person is, what time it is, which place it is. Sometimes the person is drinking. At that moment, you don't tell him to don't drink at that whilst he is so drunk. You wait for him to become sober, and then you explain to him the harms of drinking, because at that time when he is drunk, it's going to make no sense to him. And he might even blurt out something that leave me alone, and you worry about your own iman, your own Islam. I got nothing to do with this. He can lose his iman. So therefore, we should see and find the right opportune moment. Of course, in the case of a drunk person, then that is the thing that we'll wait for him to come out of his drunken stupor. Otherwise, other people who are not drunk, we are able to tell them, command towards good and forbid evil. But we should be doing this. If we don't do this, in the hadith of Rasulullah coming in the next chapter, Allah's azab comes, it's a general azab. And everybody is then suffering that azab, whether the person is impious or pious. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'amana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.